Newsline and bring in John Decker, our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, we are doing well. Got through some nasty weather and we're A-OK, so that's good news.
Well, that's good. We're still dealing with it. A lot of rain on and off today, maybe a little bit more rain tomorrow, and then next week's looking good. So looking forward to next week as it relates to the weather. The president, as you may know, announcing he's traveling up to Baltimore. That will be on Friday of this week. That's to inspect firsthand the damage associated with that bridge collapse in Baltimore. I'll travel up to Baltimore as well on Friday. I think it's important that the president deliver a message about the importance of that bridge and the importance of that port, not only for Baltimore and Maryland, but for our entire country. More cars and light trucks pass through the port of Baltimore than any other port in the entire country. It's also important as it relates to exports, coal, LNG pass through that port. So I think that what we'll ultimately see is Congress stepping up to provide the necessary funding to rebuild that important bridge.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how they're cutting just little pieces off right now, you know, because they have to be so careful.
They do. It's a process in terms of removing all of that debris, and that's what is happening and will happen over the course of the next few weeks, maybe even longer. But once they do that, then they have to make certain that that waterway is safe for shipping lanes, and then, of course, focusing on rebuilding that bridge. And back in 2007, there was a bridge collapse. You may recall, Pam, the I-35W bridge. It collapsed in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Within days of that bridge collapse, Congress stepped up. They passed legislation providing for the funding of the rebuilding of that bridge. And we're not seeing that same sense of urgency as it relates to the key bridge in Baltimore. But we did hear from Mitch McConnell. He's the leader for Republicans in the Senate. On Monday, he said, of course, the federal government is going to step forward and provide the necessary funding to rebuild the key bridge.
Yeah, it's so different in Congress now.
It really is. Yeah, it's a lot different than in 2007. Think about 2007. The president at the time, George W. Bush.
Yeah.
But yes, much different environment, much different dynamics now as opposed to back two decades ago.
When are they in session again? Are they back yet or when's that happen?
They're back next week.
Okay.
So they're not back in session just yet. First order of business, according to the House Speaker, is taking up legislation as it relates to Ukraine funding. He's promised that. He's indicated that. So we'll see where that goes. That has languished for quite some time in the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and see if it gets them in any trouble, right?
And see if it gets them in any trouble or anyone makes a move to remove him as the House Speaker, all of that. So lots of unknowns associated with the future of the House Speaker. We already know what happened with his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. He's now a private citizen, no longer in Congress.
Yeah, boy, oh boy. All right, anything else we should know about or are we good to go there?
Well, those are the big stories happening today. We'll see what happens as it relates to domestic and international news as the day progresses. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, next time we speak, Pam, will be on Friday, the day the president will head up to Baltimore.
Yes, that sounds great.
Have a great day, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks again, Pam.
Thanks, John.